Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and honor to your name, dear Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, God. It is all about you, Jesus. Woo-hoo! It is all about you. Glory to God. We absolutely love you this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. And Lord, we will rejoice. And we will give you all the glory. Hallelujah. That's why we are looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, hallelujah, that was set before him, endured the cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Jesus, our wonderful Lord and Savior. Woo! Glory to God. Savior divine. I love you, Jesus. You are so good to us. And in times like these, we are giving your name all the praise. We reach out to you both personally and individually. And we say to you, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Glory to God. God bless you, Renee.
God bless you, Renee. God bless you.
The little one. The little
God bless you. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, darling.
Or good day to you, I should say.
Amen.
You know, this could be airing changes. Everywhere.
That's right. So the time is different.
The time is different
true.
In all places. So I should say good
is.
God day
good
to all
God
of you.
Good God day to you. Amen. Amen. God is blessing you, my love. The little one, the ministry, that comes forth, the word that God is blessing us with is immense. It's just wonderful. And so we have really been enjoying the ministry of the little one. And I just want
to
thank you for that in Jesus' name.
To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen. The word has just been outstanding. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory to God.
I love these programs, Mommy. I love your All About Jesus program.
And I am so
thankful that you give me an opportunity to be on with you these broadcasts.
God.
I count it an honor and a privilege. And a blessing
to be on
with you, my mommy, and to be able to just, you know, share the word of God with all.
Yes. Well, sweetheart, why don't you go ahead and do the announcements and the greetings and all the good word that you have. Let us appreciate our covering and our radio sponsors and our faithful radio listeners. And then we're going to pray and get right into this vital subject today regarding the peace of God. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. First, giving honor and glory and adoration, worship and praise to the head of our lives, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. There is none like him above the earth. There is none like him in the earth.
Woo!
And there is none like him beneath the earth. He is the Almighty One, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace,
the
Almighty God, the First and the Last, the Beginning and the Ending,
the
Alpha
ending.
And Omega.
All
we give him
now.
Glory and honor. And we also give respect and recognition to our pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And we also give respect and honor to our coverings and founders of HNLC International Harvest, New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. And of course,
thank
we thank God.
God
for them for giving us the opportunity to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, being able to have this platform to broadcast around the world. And if you all have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. Again, that is harvestnlc@gmail.com, or you can call area code 214-897-9554. That telephone number again is area code 214-897-9554. And we also would like to thank and bless in the name of Jesus all of the listeners that have supported and are supporting the ministry of the All About Jesus program, which airs every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. We thank you so much for tuning in with us to be a part of the Word of God and just participate as a family. In the, as
thank
the
you,
family
Lord.
Of God, you know, it is truly a blessing. And we thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. Let us pray. Father, God, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we thank you again and again. If we had 10 billion tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you the day again that you have made for us. Thank you for watching by our bedside while we slept, and thank you for waking us up today. You are the creator of all good things, and Father, we thank you. All of our help comes from you, and we give your name all the praise and the glory. We magnify you. In Jesus' wonderful name, glory to God. We ask God to cover. We ask the Lord to cover our radio listeners, and I thank you for even thanking them for being a part of this ministry, for praying for us as well.
Yes.
And we thank them.
Amen.
Renee, God is moving by his Spirit. And he's moving all over this land. And no matter what it looks like and no matter what's going on, we are yet giving God praise no matter what.
Amen.
And what I would like to go into our lesson, we have such a vital message for all of us from the Lord. And what he is saying and speaking into our spirit about his peace versus the world system peace. So I want to talk about that, the peace of God. The last time that we were together,
mm-hmm.
we talked about the 18 golden nuggets for living a long life, and that was found in Psalm 34, 1
mm-hmm.
through 22.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from our major scripture, which is found in Psalm 91:16, which says, with long life, God said he would satisfy us and
mm-hmm.
show us his salvation, his shalom,
mm-hmm.
his peace,
mm-hmm.
nothing
mm-hmm.
missing, nothing broken.
Mm-hmm.
So the major scripture for the body of Christ in this time that we're living in is Psalm 91. And it's so important. We have said that it's our spiritual address because we
mm-hmm.
live there daily.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our safety and our protection and our peace
mm-hmm.
from. And so starting there, I would like you to let the Lord use you and give us our first scripture on peace. We want to minister to our family today on peace, because there is a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on. So go right on, sweetheart. What's the first scripture you want to share with us today?
You know, if I may, as you were talking about, you know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. We're still giving thanks no matter what.
That's
you
right.
know, the Bible says for us to, it says in everything, give thanks.
Yes.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning
yes.
us. And it is
yes.
so important that we give him thanks and praise, because
yes.
it ushers in peace.
All right.
It ushers in the peace of God. Because what it does, when you're in a frame of reference and a frame of mind where you are giving worship and praise and thanks to God, your focus is no longer on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Your focus is no longer on the proclivity or the circumstance that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
focus becomes Christ and Christ alone.
Yes.
And he is the Prince of Peace. According
yes,
to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says,
yes.
for to us a child is born. And I'm reading from
mm-hmm.
the Amplified Classic Edition. And we
all
can follow along in our translations as we always do when we study. But it says in verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, it says, for to us a child is born, to us
mm-hmm.
a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Everlasting Father of Eternity.
Yes.
And Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Uh-huh.
And peace is so important, because if we look up what peace is,
yes, come on.
Peace is freedom from disturbance.
All right.
That means freedom from mental disturbance,
mm-hmm.
freedom from emotional disturbance, freedom
yes.
from physical disturbance, freedom
mm-hmm.
from disturbance, tranquility,
yes.
calmness, restfulness.
Calmness.
Yes.
yes.
Restfulness, stillness, it is mental calm or serenity.
Yes.
You know, it's a place of being still.
Yes.
In the presence of God.
Sweetheart,
you know,
let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the difference between world system or world peace or the world's way of doing things in terms of peace and God's peace? Now, you said the Prince of Peace.
Yes,
and his
the Prince
name
of Peace.
Is
Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I am the life that you live.
Yes.
Now, the world can give peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have enough money to do things, we have peace.
Mm-hmm.
When we have money in our bank accounts, or we have, you know, we tell everybody to be quiet, we have peace. But do we really?
But do we?
Because in your quiet time, where your mind is racing,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking thoughts,
yeah,
and you're trying to plan, and you're trying to make plans, and you're trying to, okay, well, I got a plan for this, and I got a plan for that, and I got a plan for this, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and let me see what's on Facebook, and let me see what's on Instagram, and let me see who's doing this, and let me see who's doing that, and let me go listen to the news, and let me go watch a movie, and let me go to, wait a minute, do you really have
Do you really?
Peace? Do you really have peace?
My Lord.
The stillness of soul peace, spiritual peace, where you can be content
with
nothing.
Yes.
You can be content with having
happy
nothing.
Absolutely. You got your life.
You can be content
mm-hmm.
with having nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And be in a state of mind where you are just thankful.
Yes.
Thankful being
for my life.
Thankful.
Being thankful.
Thankful for life, for health, for strength, and thankful for salvation.
Yes, for Jesus.
Knowing that because you have accepted Jesus the Christ your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
He has purchased you by his blood.
By his precious
blood. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Come on.
That your name
is
written in the Lamb's book of life.
Oh.
Now that's God's peace.
Yes.
That's God's peace. That's God's peace when you don't have to have your phone, and you don't have to have your computer, and you don't have to have your TV, and you don't have to have, you know, things to, you know, well, I'm just going to relax and do this, and this. But while you're relaxing and doing this, and this, your mind is still racing.
It's still racing.
That's not peace.
Sweetheart, let me ask you this. In St. John 14:19-20, and then skipping down to 27. I don't know if you have that scripture in front of you, but Jesus is preparing his disciples because he's getting ready to die. He's getting ready to give his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to them, yet a little while, you
mm-hmm.
will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. Now, he's talking to his disciples, but then he says, you're not going to see me in a little while, but then you're going to see me. Why? Because I live, and you shall live also. And then he skips down, the scripture skips down to verse 27, and this is what I love. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to leave my peace. And not only am I going to leave it, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you my peace. Not like the world system or process, the way they do things. My peace is perfect. A perfect peace. In other words, there's no fear. There's no doubt, there's no anxiousness, and being able to deal with every circumstance and every situation. Why? Because his peace is absolute, giving strength to us, giving confidence that no matter what we go through, no matter what comes, no matter what the challenge, no matter what the storm of life, I am with you. Talk to me, honey.
You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures and favorite promises that Jesus gave to us, where he said, I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you.
Yes.
And lo, I am with you always.
Always.
Even until the end of the age.
Yes.
You know, the Prince of Peace, who is peace himself.
Who is peace himself.
Gave
he
us
have it.
His peace.
Let me just interject that. I love
he
that.
He gave us himself.
Yes. Yes.
No, ooh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He doesn't just have peace. He is peace.
That's right.
That's what I love. I love about that. It's just like God himself. He is love. He doesn't he doesn't just have it. He is
he
it.
Is
and,
it.
And this is what, and the reason why this message is so important to the world today, to Radio Land, to all of us, because there is so much going on. There's so much going on in this system that we have to really realize who Jesus is and what he has given us. Talk to me.
You know, it is, it reminds me of the passage of scripture in Mark chapter 4, verses 38 through 40, where the disciples were in the boat.
Okay.
And Jesus was asleep.
He was sound asleep.
In the midst of the storm.
In the midst of the storm.
In the midnight. Now, we know how storms are.
And they are
and we know how loud they get.
Ooh, the thunder and the lightning.
And the wind
and the
rain
and
the thunder and the lightning and
the
all
the sky itself.
I mean.
Looking at the sky, yes.
Everything that happens during a storm, we know that.
Yeah.
And the scripture says, Jesus was asleep.
On a pillow.
On a pillow, yes, exactly. Yes. Because it says in Mark chapter 4, verse 38 through 40, it says, but he himself was in the stern of the boat, talking about Jesus, asleep.
Yes.
On the leather cushion.
Okay.
And they awoke him and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing?
Don't you even care. Oh,
in the
my
midst
goodness.
Of all that chaos.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody scrambling on the boat. Everybody screaming and yelling. Everybody running here and running there. Thundering and lightning, wind and waves. Boat being rocked and tossed to and fro. He's asleep.
And the disciples are professional. Fishermen. I mean, they know what the water and the waves and all. And then they have seen Jesus do many miracles and many things.
Yes.
And yet they were screaming and having a fit. They weren't.
Yes. And Jesus, peace himself, in verse 39, I'm paraphrasing, but peace himself, he arose and rebuked the wind Mm-hmm. And said to the sea, hush now, be still.
Mm. Woo.
And the wind ceased.
My Lord.
Sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm.
Yes.
A perfect peacefulness. That's how you know when things are of God.
Yes.
Because there will be a perfect peacefulness.
Perfect peace.
You won't have any agitation. You won't have any discomfort. You won't have any kind of disturbance. You won't have any fear. There will be no fear. There will be, perfect love casts out all fear, Scripture says.
Yes, and he is
and
that.
Perfect love is Jesus the Christ. And Jesus the Christ, Prince of Peace.
That's it.
And love is peace itself.
Now, you
perfect
know, people
agape
will say,
love is peace itself.
Yes, yes. Now, people will say, but that's Jesus. He can do that.
But see, the thing about it is he lives in us.
Thank you.
He lives.
And what did he say?
In us. And he said, the works that I do.
Oh, glory to God. Come on now.
The works that I do.
Uh-huh.
Greater works.
Greater.
Will you do.
Uh-huh.
He said, greater
Why?
Works will you do.
Because
I go to the Father.
Yes.
He said, not only are you going to do the works that I do, but you're going to do greater works.
Greater works.
Than what I have done.
So we have to line up our words, and we've got to speak the word of God. And
absolutely.
Just like, you know what I love about Jesus? Jesus talked to things. He talked to the storm.
Yep.
He talked to the fig tree. He talked to the feet. He talked to fever. We can talk to things.
Yeah.
And when we see that we are all in a frizzy and about to pull out our hair and go through all of these things that came
blood
up
pressure
all of a sudden,
get elevated and everybody angry and breathing heavy and running around and shaking and carrying on and nervous. And
Come on. We have to learn how to say, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Jesus gave me power. He gave us power. And he told us that we have power over the enemy. And if all kinds of crazy things is going on, upside down, all kinds of things, we know that's not from God.
They want
to blame God for all the bad things, but they never say there's a devil. Satan, there's a thief. Mm. They never put the bad things on the enemy. They say, why did God let this happen? Why did God do this and do that? Why, as we of the body of Christ, saints of God, why aren't we doing what we're supposed to do and call those things that be not as though they are? And all of this comes about. Everything, when it comes to the word of God, it all works by faith.
Yes.
It all works by faith. We
and
must
without
believe.
Faith, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yes.
So you
Amen
can't
to
please
that.
God and not walk in faith.
And not walk in faith. We cannot do
And what
do
is
it.
Faith but believing
yes.
and trusting.
Yes.
And relying. That's why when we go to John chapter 14 and we look at verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My own peace.
My own peace.
My own peace I now give, and I don't just give it to you, but I bequeath it to you.
Ooh.
Not as the world gives peace do I give to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And do not permit yourselves to be fearful. I like how he said, do not permit yourselves
mm-hmm.
to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give fear permission.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If you're going to be fearful, you got to give it place.
Yeah.
He said, do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled.
That is so important right there. Intimidated. Intimidated. Amen. We know if God is not the author of confusion, intimidation, controlling you, controlling your will, gonna mandate that you this, that, and the other. God is a God of peace, goodness,
yes.
and love.
Yes.
Amen. How
Amen.
Are we doing
he's,
without time?
He's a good God. He is a good God. We've got about 12 minutes.
Okay.
We've got about 12 minutes, yes. But,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, Isaiah 26, chapter 26, verse 3,
mm-hmm.
it says in the Amplified, it says, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace.
Perfect peace. Constant.
Perfect Ooh. And constant peace.
That's consistent.
Whose mind... Both its
now,
inclination and its character is stayed on you.
Yes.
Because
and
he commits himself
area.
To you.
Yes, yes.
And he leans
yes.
on you and he hopes confidently in you. Talking about
yes.
God.
That's
talking
Christ.
About our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ooh. This we could read this and say, Jesus, you will guard us. And keep us in a perfect and constant peace because our minds, both their its inclination and its character, is stayed on you and you only.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we have committed ourselves to you, Lord, and we lean on
mm-hmm.
you and we hope
mm-hmm.
confidently in you.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus.
Looking unto Jesus. And we really need to test ourselves because it happens to all of us. We all go there. Oh,
yes, we
Lord
do.
Have mercy. We all go there.
Yeah.
And we need to put a check when we start getting flustered and
yes.
nervous and feeling uneasy. We need
anxiety
to
and anxious and
yes.
Yeah.
We
the
need
Holy
to
Spirit,
put a
yes.
On,
we need to ask the Holy Spirit to put a check on us.
And help us to get back. And a lot of times, we need to get back in that word.
Yes.
Put the word of God in front of our eyes. We need to put our eyes on the word.
Yes.
So that we, you know, memory is good, but we need to go to the book. Go
That's
to
right.
the manual. Put your eyes
up.
On it and
yes.
then read it out loud so
yes.
your ears can hear it because
yes.
that's where faith comes from. Faith is that spiritual force. That's God's DNA
mm-hmm.
that has been placed inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
His divine nature and anointing.
Mm-hmm.
His DNA, his
mm-hmm.
himself, because the scripture tells us that God, and this is to the born-again Christian,
mm-hmm.
God has given every man
mm-hmm.
the measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
people can't say, well, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do if you're born
mm-hmm.
again because God gave it to you. Remember God said even a little mustard seed, you can
mm-hmm.
move a whole great big old mountain and tell
mm-hmm.
it to get out of your way. So
mm-hmm.
we thank God for perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect peace.
And you know, Mommy, if I may interject, you know, we
ahead.
Have to have faith anyway when we
yes.
come to the Lord for salvation.
That's right.
Because we have to believe.
That's right.
In our heart. That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
That's right.
Ooh, and that he is
you.
Alive. And he lives forevermore.
Ooh, yes.
So you have to believe.
Yes.
Even though you do not see him.
Uh-huh.
You must believe and come
we
to
must.
Him in faith.
Yes.
And believe that you are saved and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And
you
darling,
must trust
why,
that.
Yes, this is why we must go to the Holy Scriptures.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many experiences and situations that has happened to those in the Bible days that
yes.
we have a history right in front of our eyes how God took care of them, how
Absolutely.
God was there all the time.
Absolutely.
We need to, that's why the Holy Scriptures is so necessary.
Absolutely.
People only pick
Absolutely.
Up their, you know, they only pick up their Bible once a week or whenever they feel like when they got time and all of that. In this day and time that we're living in, we need to
we
have
We need
those
it every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
Do we,
That's
do
right.
we go a whole week without eating?
No.
Do we go physically eating? We
Or
we
drinking
eat three,
water.
Or drinking water.
Yeah.
And the Word of God is our bread and our water.
And our water, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it's so important that this the Word of God, the Bible, the Word is
yes.
Jesus,
the
and
word.
It is seed. It is
yes.
seed. The
yes,
Word
yes.
is seed.
Yes.
Now, when we look at it and put our eyes on the Word.
Yes.
Based on what we do and how we comprehend, the seed gets planted.
Yes.
In our mind's eye.
Yes.
It goes down in us, thought
yes.
process. And
yes.
that's where God wants to be all the time.
On the
in our
inside.
Thought process, on
Woo!
The inside.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes.
then when we speak that word, we speak what we're looking at. We're planting
mm-hmm.
seed twice.
All right.
We're planting seed twice. We're planting it the first time because we're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're planting it a second time because we're speaking it as we're looking
mm-hmm.
at it.
Calling forth. That's
Calling
it.
Forth those things which be not as though they were.
That's right.
And each planting of that seed gives us double portion of strength.
Yes.
It gives us
yes.
strength. Because as we look at it, number one, and ingest it with our eyes, with our eye gate, and then we speak it, number two,
mm-hmm.
with our mouth gate, and we ingest it in our ear gate, do you see how the word is being solidified in us? Because
yes.
we are earth. We are earth. We are
mm-hmm.
earth. Our heart is the soil that the word grows from.
That's right. And we really have to take care, watch out for that heart. Because that
Absolutely.
Heart can come up with some evil thoughts, evil
Absolutely.
Things, and what have you. And then
and God
really,
tries the heart.
He tries that heart. Yes,
yes he does.
Oh
yes,
my
does.
Goodness, sweetheart, how we doing?
We've got
there
we've
so
I, this, there's a lot. There's a
there,
lot.
There is so much about peace.
Yes.
There's another scripture. I don't know if you can go to it real quick for me, but it about the, let's see, it says in Romans 12:18, it says, live peaceably
yes.
with all men. Now, yes. There's some situations, there's some people we just have to pray for them and pray, you know, some people, it's like a question mark with that. Live peaceably with all men. Some people, it's a challenge.
But well, I mean, it was difficult. Jesus lived peaceably with all men, but I mean, the only people that he really had opposition with was the religious sect.
The
scribes and the Pharisees, those who were the ministers, who, the members of the church.
Oh my goodness! Oh, that's a test and a trial.
That's a whole nother topic all by itself.
That's a whole nother topic by itself. If ever we need to get it together about peace, it's peace with one another.
Amen.
And the Lord, he had always prayed, Father, I pray that my people would be one.
Yes.
Would be one. Have a mind to work together.
Yes.
Have a mind to love and do the thing. And that's a whole nother topic. I won't even go there with that. But that's a thought there. And a last one that I would like to lean on is blessed, and that's over in Matthew 5 and 9. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they will be called the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we need to be able to do is do all we can to make peace.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
We thank the Lord. This has been a wonderful topic today. And
Amen.
We are going into the throne room, and we're calling those to come on home. And those who don't know the Lord wants to shower you. He wants to overshower you with his peace. So you have a right. Come on into the throne room and ask the Lord for his mercy. And we thank God today that those are coming home who've been out on the wrong trail. Come on home to Jesus. And we bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Protect you from the evils of this world. And the Lord give you his shalom, his peace. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Oh, Amen.
Honey,
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, we
praise
thank
you,
God.
Jesus.
We give
glory
your
to your name,
the
Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, we speak peace.
Over you.
We speak
over
peace
you.
To our lives.
Over
we speak peace
you.
To our bodies. We
all
speak peace to our family. We speak peace to our family, our job, everything. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.